Lakin Dimane is my first guest in this particular regard. He represents the Liquor Traders Formation, who in a letter that held no punches to the presidency, had very firm words for President Cyril Ramaphosa, indicating that he feels that the president is treating the sector with disdain and that they have been shunned during the COVID fight. He's seeking for relief for shebeen owners as well as bottle store owners, particularly his sense, or at least the formation and the council sense, that they represent the underserved with respect to black townships and the like, feeling as though with over 250,000 jobs potentially on the line, they really do need close attention as well as about 20,000 rand in support from the fiscus. Let's hear a little bit more about exactly what measures they're putting in place, and also interestingly, slightly differently from what we've seen in other cases of alcohol industry players, they've put forward a number of concessions that they're willing to make towards the end of their letter in support of keeping the negative impact of alcohol consumption to a minimum. Lucky, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Rafilu, and good morning to the listeners as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. Of course. You pulled no punches. Maybe I should allow you the opportunity to really just lead us through some of the key demands that you are making of the president, should you get this audience with him.
So, Rafilu, we continue to be frustrated by the president's lack of interest in our sector. Especially given that, you know, we are a small black-owned businesses operating as taverns and shebeen permit holders in the township space, supporting over 250,000 jobs, which are now at risk. We feel that the business is the president has largely ignored our pleas. You know, as a sector, we haven't received a single cent of support from the government. But, you know, we understood that, you know, we're under pressure economically, and then there were no funds to be able to support us. But we're comfortable with the fact that we're allowed to trade, and we're able to devise our means to support our families through being able to allow to operate and sell liquor in a responsible manner to our patrons. But, you know, this third ban, it hit us very hard, especially if you look at, you know, the December period. That's where, you know, we get to make a bit of some cash that is able to sustain us in a slow month like January and February, so that we're able to run our businesses successfully, you know, over throughout the year. But, you know, to be told that there was no money, you know, to support us. And if you look at the contribution that we as taverns make towards the government's GDP and the coffers, you know, it really felt like, you know, we've been let down. But we've been in this road before, and we're not surprised that this president continues to ignore the plights of small black-owned businesses in the township space, because he has done nothing. He has no legacy to talk about when it comes to improving the lives of black people in the townships in general, and in particular, you know, the small business sector. So we feel, you know, that, you know, we are gripped by his stance that he's not willing to support us, and we seek an audience with him. And even though he keeps referring us to the DTIC, we have made it clear that we have no interest in talking to the minister, who has really done nothing to support small black businesses in the township space. We really feel that this is a matter that must be taken to the highest office in the land and hear directly from the president as to what are his true intentions to supporting us. If he doesn't want to support us, so be it, but he must open us up. He cannot close us, you know, without even due regard of what our members are going to eat and how they're going to survive. How are they going to support, you know, the families of the workers that are dependent on them for survival? So we feel that, you know, it's about time that he stops with his ignorance and talk to us.
So I do need to challenge you on a couple of those areas, Lucky. In the first place, I would say there's probably, maybe besides restaurants, no other sector of trade, at least, that has gotten quite as much attention, and maybe cigarettes, as the alcohol sector. I understand that you're segmenting specifically the small black business trade part of it, but in terms of sort of getting the ear of the presidency, it seems as though the and I'm not sure if you're not necessarily colluding, but trying to get into cahoots with your other fellow associations from the industry, they certainly do seem to have access, at least, to the National Coronavirus Command Council to negotiate these things, even if the outcome happens to be no. I have to question your reticence to speak with the DTIC, because at the end of the day, this is the executing arm of the presidency.
Yeah, there might be the executing arm, but I haven't executed anything to the best interest of small black-owned businesses. So we feel that it's a waste of time. What have they done since the 26th of March to cushion the blow that our members continue to suffer? It really will be a waste of time that after 10 months, then there should be a miracle, and then that they should do something that's going to excite and interest the liquor traders. We really take
a fair point.
Yeah, we cannot stand in a queue and wait for a miracle from a department that has really failed to live up to its expectations. You know, even in the family setup, you know, there are some issues that can be discussed by uncles and some by the elders. We feel that this is a particular issue that needs to be addressed at an elder level. And the president.
Okay, well, let's try not to impose a paternalistic perspective on national governance. But so you make a good point that you might not. It's not appropriate for us to expect a miracle. But I want to understand what it is that the Liquor Traders Formation or the Liquor Traders Council feels differentiates them from, say, musicians, actors. There are certain areas that are not specific for industry, but as well as other players within that particular association.